Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 4, starting in verse 12. Matthew 4, verse 12. Now when he had heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and the Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. So we're picking up here. Jesus has been baptized by John. He's gone into the wilderness. He's had that spiritual battle with Satan over temptation, in which he is tempted in those three ways that we are likewise tempted. He then goes to Capernaum and begins to preach the message of repentance and that the kingdom of God was at hand, which means it was very close. It was coming. It was imminent. And so he begins to call disciples, men who have probably had some prior contact with him, some idea of who he is or that he was a teacher or something along those lines, for them to be ready to follow him at a moment's notice. So that when he does say, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men," calling them, they do nothing more than follow. They leave their fathers, they leave their businesses, they leave their goods, and they follow him. I do think they understood that it was more than just come and let's have a chat, more than let's just go and spend the afternoon together, that he was calling them to live a different life than what they have lived previously. This was going to involve being close disciples, meaning they would learn from him and they would live like him and put those things into action in order to emulate him. So they immediately left and followed him. No hesitation, because they see value in what Jesus is offering. There is something attractive that they want to go with him. I think that says a lot about them, their character, their religious upbringing, and their families, that Jesus offers something that is so valuable to them that they would turn around and want to take advantage of it and would leave everything behind in order to have it. So their faith is more important to them than their career, their livelihoods, all of those things. We don't have anything recorded about the reactions of their families either, how their father reacted, how families would react of them leaving like this. But as far as we can tell, there's no argument, no hurt feelings, no "how can you leave me with all this work" kind of an idea. No, they got up and followed Jesus. Now, this is not to say that they shirk all responsibility and have nothing to do with their families, because that would be in opposition to what the Lord teaches as well. So don't think that they walked away and they never saw them, never spoke to them again. So just understand in the context of things that they're making a difficult choice. They're making a choice to follow Jesus, and that's going to make life a little more difficult on several different levels. But when Jesus calls them, they do see this value in what he's offering, even though he doesn't explain. He doesn't tell them okay, this is what I'm offering you, and this is what you're going to get out of it. He just says, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I sometimes wonder what they thought that was. Did they understand what Jesus was truly telling them they were going to become? Or did they just follow him because it sounded interesting? I realized they had a solid faith and they followed him out of a good conscience. But I sometimes still wonder, what did they think it was going to be? Did they have a decent understanding of what the cost was going to be? Jesus teaches later on the idea of counting the cost. Did these disciples count that cost? I don't know, but we do see that they paid whatever cost was necessary aside from Judas. So we think about this calling of Jesus, this respect that they had for him, this desire for what he was offering. And Jesus is still calling today. He's not calling us to become apostles, but he's calling us to be transformed. He's calling us to be different. When the gospel call goes out, it's come follow me. Come be like me. And there are going to be costs that are involved with that. Maybe not all of our family is going to follow us along in that endeavor. Maybe not even our spouses might be faithful and follow us in that endeavor. I don't know what your situation might be. But nonetheless, the value of what Jesus offers is of so much greater value than anything we might lose out on, give up, any difficulty we might have to endure. Jesus is telling us, come follow me, for there's something great that is being offered, a relationship with our Creator, Jehovah, the Lord God Almighty, the one true and living God. And that's an incredible offer. And not only an offer of a relationship with him, but if we're found faithful, yes, a home with him, where we will go and we will be in heaven, where we won't have to experience all the pains and heartaches and difficulties and disappointments that this life presents us on an almost daily basis. Doesn't matter what my body ends up being like in this life. Does it break down to the point that it's a complete failure to me? No, that won't matter because I won't have this body anymore. I'll be in that spiritual existence with God because Jesus said, come follow me. And I said, here I am. Yes, I will. So think about that today. Jesus is still calling. Are we following? Are you following? I would also ask that you continue in prayer that God may be with us all.